This is Dagaris, Masculist, MGTOW, Flyers. That is 2-3-page essays on the themes of masculism and MGTOW. Written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Dagaris. This is flyer number 454, part 2, entitled How Bitter Will the Ideological Gender Wars Become? Carrying straight on. So imagine now, and this is the main topic of this flyer, that a couple of years from now, as these very powerful masculist ideas spread, that millions of men, of masculisted men, start becoming very angry and stand up to the monoconscious feminists. How nasty will it get? How bitter will the ideological gender wars become as masculists start spreading their message of hate, talking war talk and the like? I think it will be verbally bloody. Consider the following facts. Feminists have had a monopoly over gender politics for nearly 60 years. In brackets, Betty Friedan wrote her famous book in 1963, who, by the way, I have talked to for about 10 minutes in 1980 at the UN Mid-Decade for Women conference in Copenhagen, and have all her books. She was a genius with an IQ of 180, who saw clearly that feminism was only half the gender political story, and that men also needed their masculism. In brackets, I'm paraphrasing a bit here. To liberate men from being manslaves to women, working for women for decades of men's lives. It's a pity that so few monoconscious feminists today have the same view as Betty Friedan. Close brackets. 60 years is a long time, longer than the lifetimes of most women. So most women have grown up with feminism all their lives. The only gender political message that they have heard has been feminist. They have thus been powerfully brainwashed that gender oppression is a one-way street, that it is men who oppress women. So that they have been taught all their younger lives that men are pigs, men are toxic, men are rapists, men are to be hated. Now imagine a bunch of monoconscious feminists hearing for the first time in their lives some masculist standing up in the audience of a feminist talk who harangues them with masculist hatred, masculist ideas about how women oppress men far worse than vice versa, that if women don't fip up, eventually they will be killed, since fluffydom is manslavery is slavery, and slavery is hated, that slavery is a war issue. Look at the root cause of the US Civil War. Imagine the existential shock, the cognitive dissonance of these monoconscious feminists, which is coming, and very probably only a year or two away, as the COVID vaccines roll out to completion and public meetings can be held again, especially in the universities, where probably the gender wars, the particularly vicious ones, will start. Most feminists are smart enough to have feminist opinions, that is, with a high school teacher IQ level in the 120s. But not a professorial IQ level in the 140s, 150s, so we'll have great difficulty countering the tight logic of the early masculist theorists, who will often be scientists like myself, who will be able to easily crush the counter-arguments of the monoconscious feminists. Only a very small proportion of feminists will have high enough intelligence and be open-minded enough to immediately grasp the enormous implications of masculist ideas with their relevance to future gender politics and to the larger evolution of society as a whole. To dumber feminists, however, of high school teacher level intelligence, will very probably suffer cognitive dissonance as they listen to the very powerful arguments of the masculists and feel extremely threatened, since feminism has been a form of religion to them, their guiding light, the core of their belief system all their lives. So to have all that collapsed by masculist hatred, masculist logic, masculist ideas will make them feel extremely hostile and vindictive, and they will express it. The more these not-so-bright feminists hurl back at the venom of the maskless, the more the brighter maskless theorists will escalate their arms war against the monoconscious feminists, yelling at them that they are indirect genociders since they have made the divorce courts so toxic for men that they are indirectly wiping out whole populations, since two-thirds of young men in many countries are now rejecting marriage and paternity, thus crashing the birth rate. These maskers will hurl insults and hatred at these monoconscious feminine Nazis, saying such things as, quote, "You monoconscious feminists are hypocrites. You behave as feminists in the parliaments, but as fluffy parasites in the divorce courts. Fluffies are manslavers and will be wiped out by maskless. Probably in a few years, most men will have been infected by the maskless virus and will not tolerate your fluffy feminist hypocrisy and will severely punish you, spitting at you for your monoconscious gender political bigotry. They will label you MFBs. That's monoconscious feminazi bigots. We maskers aim to set up a maskless group in every high school and campus so that young masculinized men are in a position to put enormous moral pressure on women to fip up or to rot on the shelf, manless, loveless, sexless, babyless, and spat at for being fluffy manslavers, hated, rejected, pariahed. 80% of you women are fluffy crappers who studied fluffy crap majors at high school and college, so end up with fluffy crap diplomas that the economy doesn't value. So you are rather poor, who screw around a lot in your 20s, then hit the wall in your 30s, suffering baby rabies, but realize with your fluffy crap diploma, you can't afford to buy a middle-class house you want to raise your kids in. So look around for some stupid, gullible, manslavable man to work for you, to pay for you, to stay at home and raise your kids in. A decade later, you will be bored with your multi-dozenth penis husband and drag him through the hated, fluffy feminist, hypocrite-controlled divorce court and financially crucify him, ripping his kids away from him. You fluffy feminists are hated by the maskers, so we punish you by having nothing to do with you. We don't even pump and dump you, forcing you to rot on the shelf. This situation has become so bad in Denmark that the Danish government is now begging Danish men to fuck Danish feminists, since most women in Denmark are feminists. Only a fifth of single Danish men are dating. The other four-fifths live the MGTOW lifestyle, thus crashing the birth rate. So soon, governments will be listening to the maskless and hence will push women to fib up. Fluffies can afford to ignore the pressure from the feminists to study STEM and the professions, but they are terrified of the maskless because the maskers and MGTOWs are forcing women to fib up and stop expecting fluffy style to be able to manslave a man. Thanks to the manosphere, in brackets, that is maskers and MGTOW ideas being spread on the internet, in brackets, the supply of manslavable men is drying up, which terrifies fluffies, since being unable to get her financial claws into some gullible manslave will force her to fib up, which is a prospect that terrifies her, since it will force her to grow up, to take financial responsibility for her own life and stop being a childlike, manslaving, hated, fluffy parasite. I repeat, to have one's maskless consciousness raised is to see fluffydom as manslavery, in brackets, because women have a career window of half a century, so a woman has a powerful moral duty to fib up, to get off her fat parasitic ass and become career competent so she doesn't manslave some stupid, ignorant, in brackets, of maskless ideas, gullible, manslavable man, close brackets. Manslavery is slavery, and slavery is something to be hated, a war issue. If you fluffy manslavers and fluffy feminist hypocrites don't fip up and vote with men for the men faring of the gender laws, then ultimately we men will kill you, because manslavery is a war issue, a casus belli that men, masculinist men, will kill for. understand the depth of hatred coming from the maskless and fip up or die. It took decades for the US Civil War to brew, but when it came, over 500,000 US soldiers died in that war. That was largely over the moral abomination of the slavery of Negroes. To maskless, the gender wars that will soon be with us are largely over the moral abomination of the slavery of men by fluffy, manslaving parasites. I do wonder, what percentage of women will be able to intuitively and emotionally absorb the above maskless message? I say this because the year-long relationship I had, in brackets past tense, with my most recent girlfriend, who of course was an avid feminist in her early 20s, never became an emotionally convinced female masculist. She felt my maskless hatred of fluffy manslavers and fluffy feminist hypocrites as dark. I suspect it was the primary reason for the breakup, since her verbal reasons for wanting to separate were weak and contrived, in my view. I suspect she was hiding her true feelings, perhaps fearing that if she expressed her true anti-maskless views, I would explode at her, hurling her with abuse. She may have been protecting herself, so lied to me about the real reasons for the breakup. Women have always been parasites of men. They were unable to survive in the short term without men hunting for them, ploughing for them, fighting for them. Men's dependence on women for vagina and womb will soon be removed by male engineering genius with the rise of the sex bots and the artificial wombs in a decade or so. When men prefer to sex their bots rather than obese and fat women, in brackets, that is two-thirds of the female population, who are seen to be unfuckable by slim, quality men, close brackets, and grow their own kids, then men won't need women for anything. You could say then, in brackets, paraphrasing a well-known feminist slogan, that men need women like a bicycle needs a fish, end quote. Women evolved eons ago to be able to quickly